We are 1210 Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports. KOKK was a busy Friday. We start off with the wrestling. Huron Tigers hosted a double duel. They had a regularly scheduled duel with Brandon Valley at the arena and then had a makeup duel from 3 weeks ago with Mitchell. In the Brandon Valley duels, Brandon Valley girls defeated Huron 27-24. For Huron, win by fall, Reva McGaw 114, Moose at 120, Saiwa at 126, Saigley at 132. In the boys' match, Brandon Valley defeated Huron 60-15, win by fall, Creighton Siegeslag at 138. Tech fall win for Moses Gross at 157, major decision for Carter Nelson at 113. Huron girls pulled out a 33-18 win over Mitchell in the duel. Win by fall, Shaylee Saw 107, Moose 120, Saigley 132. Decision for Saiwa at 126. Forfeit wins, Bae at 145, Paulo Fernandez at 165. And the boys' duel was exciting. Went down to the final couple of seconds of the final a match of the night. Huron able to eke out a 39-38 win over Mitchell. It came down to 138 pounds, where Creighton Siegeslag pulled out an 11-7 decision to clinch the win for Huron. Other wins in the Mitchell duel for Huron: win by fall, TJ Lean 165, Ben Cardona 190, Brady Meyer at 132. Decision there for Creighton Siegeslag at 138. Forfeit wins, Alex Hepper at 144, Moses Gross 157, and Noah Hofer at 113. We turn to area high school basketball last night. Girls scores: Ethan rolled over Wessington Springs 62-30, Dubrook 65, James Valley Christian 6, Highmore Herald defeated Sully Buttes 50-34. Area boys basketball last night: DeSmit got 22 points, 20 rebounds from Grant Wilkinson. They defeated Arlington 60-45. Dubrick held on for an 81-78 overtime win over James Valley Christian last night. Vikings got 24 points from Jared Wallman, Tane Herman with 18. Javen Van Sherrow had 16 points. Wessington Springs defeated Ethan 66-61. Kobe Flowers, 25 points, 13 rebounds. Carter Mebius added 11 points. Falkton defeated Hitchcock Tulare boys 56-39. Rundown of AA scores from last night: girls, Mitchell 54, Yankton 35, O'Gorman 61, Watertown 48, Brandon Valley 58, Brookings 26, Sioux Falls Jefferson 53, Rapid City Central 37, Stevens 65, Roosevelt 28, Aberdeen defeated Lincoln 47-37. AA boys: Brandon Valley 59, Brookings 19, Sioux Falls Lincoln 67, Aberdeen 48, O'Gorman 79, Watertown 48, Mitchell defeated Yankton 41-33, Rapid City Central 57, Sioux Falls Jefferson 46, Roosevelt defeated Stevens 59-47. Hockey last night: Huron boys on the road, Brookings shut out Huron 9-0. College basketball scores last night: women, Wayne State, Nebraska defeated Northern 87-82 in overtime. Sioux Falls 96, Minot State 73, Augustana 61, Mary 52. Dakota State defeated Dickinson State 87-51. Men's scores: Wayne State 84, Northern 61, Augustana 70, Mary 63. Sioux Falls 85, Minot 61. Dickinson State defeated Dakota State 72-69. A look at the schedule for today. We have Huron Tiger basketball, first game in 9 days for the girls and boys. Doubleheader at home hosting Harrisburg tonight. We'll shoot for a 1:30 tip-off for the girls, followed by the boys. Both games on the air on Tiger. One other area doubleheader tonight: Miller is at Parkston. Wrestling: Huron Tigers are at the Brandon Valley Invitational Big Tournament in Brandon today. Boys basketball, Woolsey Westington travels to Volga. They'll play Sioux Valley in a classic there. One other note to pass along here on Tiger Girls Basketball. We'll be hosting a Tiny Tigers basketball camp. It'll be on three dates, February 1st, February 15th, and March 1st, all at the middle school gym and auxiliary gym. It's open for second and third grade, fourth and fifth grade, girls and boys. It is a fundraiser for the girls basketball team, and kids should be seeing the flyer coming out. You can get them signed up. Scholarships are available if needed. For more information, contact head coach Cody Kaufman, 605-350-0498. We will talk with Coach Kaufman about that clinic as well as the upcoming game. In fact, our Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up this morning at about 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Gymnastics coach Julie King, basketball coaches Tim Budenhagen and Cody Kaufman. And we'll also talk MX at the decks, MX dirt track or dirt bike racing coming to Huron beginning next Saturday. Tom Glanz are organizing that, and we'll hear the details on that event as well. That's your Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up this morning. With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
First up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk here on Tigers Gymnastics with head coach Julie King. Tigers off this weekend after a pair of triangulars on the road this past week, getting back into the swing following the holiday break. And Julie Madison on Monday, Britton on Thursday, saw a little different competition there. And I imagine after the holiday layoff, you're always kind of curious just how are we going to respond again as we try to get back into the general run of the season.
Absolutely, because, you know, over Christmas break, we like to have a few days where we're just going to be working on some new skills, and we kind of step away from those routines. Well, our Christmas break wasn't quite as long, and so we did do a couple of those days, but then we had to get back into routines. And, you know, you're never quite sure how that's going to affect the girls, but they came back rather strong in Madison. We had a couple of hiccups there that we weren't expecting to have happen, and our team score wasn't quite where we wanted it to be. But then we went up to Britton on Thursday, and those girls came back, and they did very well. They almost scored 13 points higher than they did on Monday night, and we had our season high of 128.95.
You know, and that's the thing, we've kind of seen that out of this bunch, and really you have a lot of girls back from the last couple of years where we start off a little slow in the season and then hopefully start to hit our stride, and I would say right about now is a good time to start hitting that stride.
Absolutely. They are peaking at the right time, and it was really nice on Thursday night. We also had two of our gymnasts, Maria Wilson, who had a qualifying score on beam with a 9.05 and a beautiful no-fall beam routine, and Ellie Peterball also had a qualifying score of a 9.2 on floor. So, again, it's really nice to be coming back from that Christmas break and coming back strong. And not only were those two competing very well and very strong, we had Maya Hine. She was doing a beautiful bar routine. She had a beautiful vault. She had a gorgeous floor routine. Olivia Kennard as well had a beautiful floor routine. Cadence Cronin is really stepping up. I've been very impressed with her. And Tatiana Capers is another one of our varsity girls that is really coming around.
You know, and just overall, as I said, you know, maybe outside of those last couple of names there, these are girls that have been varsity for you for a couple of years. And you always say, you know, well, this is where we want you to, you know, make that next step.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're the only AA school, and you've heard me say this a lot, that doesn't have a club. And so, you know, the beginning of our season is a little bit bumpy. And we started out with a score of 110, and now we're at almost 130 points. So these girls are improving and showing their commitment to the sport that they love and continuing to improve that team score and their individual scores and improve their team bonding.
And talking with Julie King, head gymnastics coach for the Huron Tigers, as I said at the beginning, off this weekend after a pair of triangulars this past week to come off the holiday break. Off till next Friday, but it's a big meet, and it's nice to say it's a meet we call our own. The Huron Invite have 10 teams coming in. Our invite has really grown quickly. It just seems like, what, 4 or 5 years ago we started, but we are full and almost kind of above full.
Absolutely. We have 10 teams, and we have some of the best teams in the state coming on Friday, and that meet starts at 5 o'clock. So if you love gymnastics, this would be a good one for you to come to. Mitchell will be stepping in that number one spot, and then we have Watertown that will be following up with that. And then we have all the Sioux Falls schools coming in, and we also have Esterline Hendricks coming on over for that meet, as well as Yankton and Brookings.
You know, and as far as that goes, you know, like you said, you like to see the competition. You know, there's good and bad. You know, it's nice to have our own meet because it just basically adds another home meet to the schedule. But now we're getting big enough where I think you said you can only compete 5 per event now. You'd like to get a few more girls out there. But, you know, the fact that, you know, team, you said there's teams wanting in that we just didn't have space for, at least for the time being. So it's nice to see the growth.
Absolutely. It's wonderful to see the growth. And, you know, when we started this invite, we only had 4 teams in it. It was kind of almost embarrassing to call it an invite. But that's when we could compete 8 girls per school, per event, which was kind of nice. However, it is nice to see all the teams coming into Huron. And we do host a beautiful meet. And we are one of the only schools that get to leave our equipment up during our season the entire time, and we don't have to tear it down. So that makes it even more appealing to come to this meet.
And so here's, we, you know, really you're about in the home stretch of the season. As we always say each year, you're the first winter sport to start practice. You're the first one to get to the postseason. We kind of noted the growth here from where you were at the beginning of December till now. What are some of the things you want to see the girls work on? You know, the biggest thing is stay healthy, because it seems like that always seems to be a bit of an issue towards the end of the season. But some of the other things you want to see the girls, you know, start to work at here moving forward.
You know what, healthy is super important right now, but the main thing that I want to see the girls work on is their precision of movement and their execution of what they are doing for their skills, and also that we add some more difficulty into our routines, because that will only bump our score up a little bit higher.
Julie King, head coach here on Tiger Gymnastics, again off this weekend after a pair of triangulars this week, and now getting set for their Huron Invitational. Again, 10 teams coming to the tack next Friday for competition. Huron Tiger girls basketball is next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back on Dakota Sports Saturday. Talk here on Tiger Girls basketball with head coach Cody Kaufman. The Tiger Girls at 3-3, getting set for the doubleheader with the boys hosting Harrisburg this afternoon at the arena. And been a layoff here. I've just played once here in the last 3 weeks, and that was a week ago Thursday. Cody, I guess the first thing with that is you've had some time to practice, but now the schedule will really start to get into gear.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, like you said, we've had a lot of time to practice and improve on some things and work on some things that, you know, that we saw in the film on from Sioux Falls, Washington. But also, I gave the girls off Wednesday, and I told them then, you know, when we got back to practice on Thursday, that this is what our schedule looks like from here on out. You know, I mean, we have 14 games basically in 7 weeks, you know, so we have two games a week. But max, you know, you're going to have 2 days of practice and a game. Some days you're going to have one day of practice and a game. So, you know, when we got in the gym on Thursday, I said this is going to be our routine until the SODAC 16 game on, March 7th. And, this is how we got to, prepare and, do things. So, with practice on Thursday and practice on Friday and then, show up and play a game today.
Now, you mentioned Sioux Falls, Washington, did lose by, I believe, 11, had a nice little run there to end that game, and really the start was the difference. Washington got a jump on us at the beginning of the game, then especially at the end of the first half. Otherwise, you felt at times you were frustrating Washington, especially in the second half, and that just shows, a few things are gelling, and especially on defense.
Yeah, we've liked our defensive intensity all year long. What hurt us against Sioux Falls, Washington was their offensive rebounding, and we knew that was going to be a challenge with the size that they presented, and luckily for us, we'll see some individual size that way, but we won't see, as much team size the rest of the year. So things to build on off of that, but yeah, our defensive intensity was really good. One of the things that I liked as well, it's going to sound like a lot, but, we had 15 turnovers, and on here we've been averaging about 22 or 23 turnovers. So I thought we did a really good job, especially in the second half, of handling the basketball, and getting shots. And that's what we've been working on here since Sioux Falls, Washington, is handling full court pressure, handling ball pressure, and then taking care of the ball in the half court and getting the shots. That we're looking for in system, but more or less getting a shot rather than turning the ball over.
Well, now it's Harrisburg today, and Harrisburg, they're always going to come up with some height. They usually have numbers. They usually have some good athletes. I'm trying to recall what they do have back from last year. I think you said they had a post player back from last year, but you just know that they kind of just have a good system going there right now.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a more up-and-coming school district, in the state than Harrisburg is right now. They're three-turn McKinley Lawrence, and I believe it's how to say it. Very good player. I know 2 years ago when she was a sophomore, she hit a big shot at the arena against us. I think we were up one it was tie game. It was three that kind of unexpectedly. That's when you notice how, special a talent she is. So that's got to be our main concern, is slowing her down today. But also, just like you said, they're going to have some athleticism, some quickness in the guards, and that can shoot it and get the rim. So they're going to want to turn up the pressure on us. They're going to pick us up full court pretty much the whole game. And we got to be able to handle that, and I think we do. I like the way that we can execute in our chance of executing well in the half-court offense. But we got to be able to handle our pressure, and that's the key, like I said, going forward. And, as we look back, the one thing that we need to change is taking care of the ball and getting shots up. So, excited for the opportunity to play somebody else other than ourselves again today. Harrisburg comes in, and I think they come in and, as a very similar team to us. I think it'd be a very competitive game, and I think it's whoever can handle the ball and get, execute as well as possible in the offensive end, and that's the team that's going to win today.
One thing else I wanted to bring up, sounds like it's kind of a team project here, but girls basketball has set up a tiny Tigers basketball camp for second and third graders, fourth and fifth graders. Be held three different dates here coming up, February 1st, February 15th, then March 1st, using the middle school gym and the auxiliary gym. Just a chance, hopefully, to get kids excited about basketball. I see you do have girls and boys welcome to be in the camp. I know from the girls' side of things, it's well known that there's numbers problems, not only for Huron Tiger girls basketball, but across the state, even across the nation as well. So get the kids maybe excited about basketball here right away at a younger age, and hopefully that pays dividends here moving forward.
Yeah, you know, it is. And we talked about just offering it to the, second through fifth grade girls, but we also opened it up to the boys as well. And, it's more of just a way to give back, right? And it's a fundraiser for our girls basketball team, but it's more of a way to, get these girls that these kids watch, 10 games a year at the arena in basketball, and then see them in volleyball, see them around the city and stuff. Just get them in front of the kids because, these kids really do look up to these varsity girls basketball players. And if you can get them in there and, this is things that they remember for a lifetime, is going to a basketball camp with, kids that they looked up to, that played in high school basketball, just trying to generate some excitement for Huron Tiger basketball, boys and girls. And, just like I said, just try and get our girls in front of the community, in front of these younger kids a little bit more, and give back to them, because, we know how good our fans are, and, how much, Huron loves basketball, and just trying to give back to the next kids coming up. And, hopefully look forward to seeing many of these guys play, in the future at the Huron Arena.
Well, we'll wrap things up with this. Get back to the girls on the court. Harrisburg today, only home game in the month of January, so it's going to be a while before you're back in the arena. And as you mentioned, we haven't played a whole lot, just once in about the last 3 weeks. But moving forward here, I think you have one stretch. The boys don't, but you have one stretch where you do have a week off there right at the end of this month or the beginning of February. So at this point now, this is where the grind begins. A lot of basketball to be played now.
Yeah, you look at it, we go Saturday, Tuesday, Friday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, and then you're right, then we have that week off in between the end of January, early February. But, after today, we're five road games in a row, right? So, we want to go out and play, like we did against Sioux Falls, Washington, with that energy and that effort, especially in front of our home crowd. And I feel like if we do that, we have a decent chance of winning the game today. But more, we got to take it, like I said, and we got to, we play in front of the best fans in the state, and today's our one day to do that, in the month of January. So hopefully we can show up and put on a good show for our home fans, and see how the game turns out.
Cody Kaufman, head coach here on Tiger Girls Basketball, coming in with a record of 3-3 as they host Harrisburg today. A little choppy there on a Cozy's end of it, but I think you got the gist of everything anyway. Here on Harrisburg doubleheader, we hope for a 1:30 tip-off for the girls, followed by the boys, both games on the air coming up this afternoon on Tiger. We'll talk Tiger boys next with Tim Budnagan, their head coach, on Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back on Dakota Sports Saturday. We turn our attention to Huron Tiger boys basketball with head coach Tim Budnagan. The Tiger boys at 3-2. basically played once in the last 3 weeks. The last time was a week ago Thursday at Washington. Tough loss there where offense couldn't really get their feet on the ground very well. We'll get to that coming up. But I guess first things first, Coach, just, you know, the schedule is what it is. We say that every year. But one game in 3 weeks just means we're going to be playing a lot of basketball now here moving forward.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to that. The last 2 weeks, we're able to improve some things or work on some things that we think that we need to incorporate in order to be a better team. So we'll see tonight how that works. But we need to start playing some games. And fortunately, we're going to go against some good competition. Harrisburg just beat Mitchell, who's ranked number one. Harrisburg's number four. Lincoln's number two. So next three games, we got three ranked opponents. So hopefully that will be fun for us.
You know, and as I look back on it, you know, or look ahead, I should say, you know, there's really not another gap in the schedule here. Maybe probably the biggest gap is 5 days here moving forward till you get to March. So like we said, you're going to be playing a lot of basketball with not as many practices.
Right, and then it's just trying to get ready for the next opponent. What's the next opponent, you know, going to do? How do we need to change up our offense or our defense in order to combat the strength of our opponents? So that's kind of, you know, nice to come to practice. This is what we're going to do. This week's been a long week because we haven't played since last Thursday. We did a lot of things Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, put some new things in. Thursday, Friday was just perfecting all those things. And now hopefully we can put it all together tonight in the game.
Well, the thing is, it's almost kind of hard to get a feel for this team. You know, the first couple of games played, we were kind of more outscoring than anything. But then the last two games, including Stevens before Christmas, you can't ask for much more defensively. You know, Washington held them to 47. Unfortunately, we held to 42. We just need to find that nice balance.
Well, what we need to do is we need to get more possession. So offensively and defensively, we need to be more aggressive, put some pressure on their guards defensively, get it out of their hands, try to wear the other team down. I thought we did a nice job of at Washington of wearing Hoffman down in the third and fourth quarter. I think we need to do more of that, put pressure on instead of being laid back to begin the game. We need to do a little bit more of getting up into people. Forcing the issue. Offensively, we've been working on 15-second possessions, trying to get the ball, race the ball down, get a rim runner. The rim runner takes the help side with them because they're cutting to the basket, and then have another cutter, which is a back screener, and then try to get a couple of post touches off that back screen. So we've been trying to do a lot more, racing the ball up the floor, putting a lot of pressure on defensively, and then trying to get more possession so that we get more shots.
You know, and that's the thing, too. You know, take nothing away from Washington because I think they pretty much led that thing wire to wire a week ago Thursday, but we didn't help ourselves at all. In particular, two missed layups late in the game and also some key missed free throws. You know, we did some things to ourselves, you know, and that's something now we need to learn and make sure it doesn't happen moving forward.
And correct. And again, it's we walk the ball down a lot, which makes it every possession is more important than the other one because you don't know how many possessions you're going to get in a game. So if we can turn up the heat offensively, attack the defense, maybe get extra possessions offensively because we're racing the ball up, defensively putting some pressure on some teams, hopefully they take a bad shot, long rebound, or they turn the ball over. All those things are going to create extra possessions for us. I think we only got 42 shots up against Washington. I think they got 47 up, but we turned the ball over 16 times. And when you turn the ball over 16 times, that means that they have 16 more offensive opportunities. So we got to be the leader of we're turning people over and we're getting more shots, which hopefully will lead to better offensive production and our shooting, our three-point shooting. The games that we've shot really well are the games that we've won. So we got to pay attention to that as well. We got to be able to hit some open shots, take them when they're there instead of passing them up
and trying to force the issue going towards the basket, penetrating to the basket, we got to be able to catch and shoot.
You know, and we'll just wrap it up with this and look ahead to today with Harrisburg coming to town. Now, Harrisburg, as I recall, heavy losses off of last year's team. I mean, not only heavy, a big senior class, but seniors that have went on to play college ball. So Langrock, you know, had to depend on some of his maybe less experienced players. But as you said, they're ranked number four. They're coming off a win over top-ranked Mitchell, snapped Mitchell's 22-game winning streak in the process. So, you know, they've always had good athletes to draw from, and maybe we're really seeing it this year.
Yeah, they continue to, you know, they're well coached. They have a good system. They have a good culture. They have some good guards. You know, Anderson poured in 20 the other night against Mitchell, was 4-for-7 from the threes. They beat Washington, and when they win, they make a lot of threes. They had 8 against Washington. They had 7 against Mitchell. You know, that's 21 and 24 points from the three. That was half their points against Mitchell. So we really got to guard the three-point line and then be really concerned about Costain in the middle because he is 6'6", you know, put together really well, physical in the inside, left-hander. So he causes some problems as well. And then they got an array of guards that they can bring in off the bench that are quick, shoot it well. So we got our work cut out for us tonight.
Tim Buttonhagen, head coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball. Tigers hosting Harrisburg doubleheader today at the arena. Again, we'll shoot for 1:30 tip-off for the girls, followed by the boys in both games over on Tiger. We'll wrap things up next here on Dakota Sports Saturday. MX dirt bike racing is coming to Huron. Tom Glanzer, who's been involved in that sport with his son for several years, kind of coordinating as an event that we can have maybe on a permanent basis at the decks on the state fairgrounds. We'll hear from their plans coming up next as we wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning. We wrap things up here. Dakota Sports Saturday. We're going to talk MX at the decks. MX dirt bike racing, a dirt bike competition is coming here starting next week. And for now, a once-a-month event, all-day event, will be held at the decks each month here through the month of April, spearheaded by Tom Glanzer and his family. Tom and his sons have been going across the dirt bike trail here for several years now. And Tom said once he got inside the decks, he thought, you know what, there's a lot of possibilities here for the sport his family's grown to love. And first things first, you know, Huron's always been a good stock car racing town, dirt track racing town, but something like this really hasn't been around. And Tom says, first things first, really not a lot of it around here, anywhere even close to this area, and that makes the Adex maybe an ideal spot to get things going.
Well, regionally, we are in a desert as far as indoor motocross goes. Rapid City has a promotion, and we worked with them right away to make sure our dates were different than theirs. But the next closest place to race dirt bikes indoors in the winter is in Wisconsin. So when you think about the area of people that we can draw from, Lincoln, Nebraska, Omaha, Sioux City, Sioux Falls, all of Minnesota, North Dakota, you know, when you look up there, there's a lot of people that ride dirt bikes in those areas. So all those people, we're kind of centrally located, and it really plays out well for us.
I guess as much of anything, you're just kind of putting the Dext in perspective here. You've had some practice sessions here. We'll talk about that a little later. But, You've had practice sessions while sharing with some rodeo events as well. It just shows the ADEX is one great big building.
People don't understand how big 150,000 square feet is until they actually go inside of it. We've had people that couldn't understand how they were doing a bull ride in one night and that we were going to host a motocross practice the next night until we actually showed them like a panoramic view of the building. It's so enormous and it's so laid out perfectly for what we do for indoor motocross that it's a showpiece, honestly, for not only our town but also for people that ride dirt bikes and do it inside. It's one of the nicest places in about a 700-mile radius.
And the seeds of this may be planted when you were looking at the burned-up beef complex there back when that happened. You have a history with the fair. Your dad was the manager for a stretch, so you knew we could make something happen out of this.
Yeah, well, my dad was the state fair manager back in the day, and when that old Feed and Forage building burned down, he told me, hey, something good always comes out of something like this. And when I met Peggy Besh at the burned up expo building, I told her the same thing. We're standing on the exact same ground that my dad told me that, and I told Peggy that, and I really didn't know that it would be what it would be. I just knew something was going to come better out of that loss of the expo building. And quite honestly, when I walked in that building for the first time, you're pretty awestruck at how big it is and how perfectly appointed it is as well as far as amenities. And I got in there, I looked at the ceiling height, and I'm like, yeah, we can raise dirt bikes in here. And so we sat on that for a year, and then last year it kind of became a little bit more of a passion for me. And I don't know if Peggy really knew I was serious when I told her we could race dirt bikes in there, but she's the one that kind of pushed me on it, and we kind of got things going, and here we are.
Well, as we said earlier, motocross, not exactly a big thing around at least our immediate area, but yet you've been involved in it. You got your son into it early. I think you said 5 years old. So you've been around a lot of these events, and see, this could work here.
Well, my son's been racing dirt bikes since he was 5 years old. And all through high school, if he was the only kid racing dirt bikes in Huron, you know, we were on an island all by ourselves. We had to drive to D. Smith for our practices at Jake Vincent's place, and our home track was 2 hours away in Sioux Falls. There just wasn't a lot of kids racing dirt bikes. There's some dirt bikes around, but the only one racing them was my son. And that's changed a little bit in the last couple of years, and some people have gotten into it a little bit. But I think this is going to turn this town into a place that kind of understands moto. And we love our dirt track racing. We love going around in circles, but this is so different, and it's such an athletic event. Our guys are averaging like 150 to 160 heart rate while they're doing this. So it's not something you can just jump in and do. It's something that you have to train your whole life to do.
Well, with your involvement here on your own here for so long, obviously you made a lot of connections, and when this idea came up, it sounds like your first call was to a promoter friend out in the Rapid City area to see about it.
Yeah, well, WO Motorsports in Rapid City, we called them right away and said, hey, what are your dates? We're going to try and not hit your dates. There's only one date where we both are on the same weekend, and that's the February date. And it just is what it is. They're going to get their people. We're going to get ours. They're averaging about 500 entries out there. And we kind of think that we're going to pull somewhere in there as well. And the other call that we made was to Peterson Racing Promotions. And Jesse and Dustin Peterson have been friends of mine for a long time. And for 22 years, they've put on racing events in South Dakota. Their current event is over the Thanksgiving weekend, and they have two races, and they pulled 498 entries and 450 entries, and their race season is done now for their indoors, so they're coming to Huron to help us make sure this thing runs well.
Again, talking with Tom Glanzer of Huron, he and his family putting on MX at the DEX, at the DEX at the State Fairgrounds, and Tom, I see it's an all-day event. Sounds like you need all day to do it.
Well, as far as dirt bike racing goes, it takes all day to do it because you got to have your qualifying, then you have your last chance qualifying, and then we'll take a little break. And the doors will open up at 5 o'clock for our fan fest. They can walk through the pits. We're going to have vendors in the area. We have a big merch booth. There's going to be food vendors as well. We're going to have SDSU ice cream, and people can just look at the track. There's going to be laser lights. There's going to be music. It's going to be a show. I'm a rodeo guy, and I love rodeo, but honestly, we don't have to wait for the bulls to get out of the arena. We don't have to wait for the guys to get tied down in their rigging and stuff like that. So moto just happens so much more fast, and it'll be like a minute between gate drops, and you'll see the next race going out. So it's going to be an absolute rock show. It will be like nothing the DEX has ever seen. You know, Thomas Rhett rocked out pretty good, but there was no dirt bikes.
And as also part of the show, we're going to see, you're going to see a little bit of everything here. Sounds, you know, going to see the very experienced riders and the little guys, little girls just starting out.
You know, when you watch the pros ride, you're going to see absolute mastery of the sport. You're going to see the fastest lap times. You're going to see guys absolutely flying around. But then when those little 50 air-cooled shift shaft rides go out with their five-year-old kids on top of them, it's the funniest thing you've ever seen, and you absolutely fall in love with the drive that those kids have, that someday they're going to be those pros. And everything in between that, you know, you think about our 65 and 85 kids, that's the elementary age kids that are hitting 60-foot jumps, and they don't even think twice about it. Just incredible athletes out there. And I think for the person that knows moto, they're going to understand what's going on. For the person that doesn't understand moto, and this might be their first race, this is going to be eye-opening and entertaining, and you're going to want to come back.
I guess the thing is, the Dex is being used much of the time. You are committed to keeping, say, for instance, the equestrian competitors happy. How are you getting all this accomplished? Sounds like everybody's working together.
Well, Katie Eslick, who is the manager of the Dex building, is an amazing person to work with, as is the rest of the State Fair crew. And we've just made sure that we make this building available to the people that want to use the north end of the arena while we're in the south end of the arena. And they absolutely have calf roping and barrel racing on a regular basis. And we've kept our stuff kind of out of their way as far as the south end of the arena. We even went so far as to add some money to one of their jackpot ropings a couple nights ago just to let them know that we really do appreciate them.
And, of course, you're getting the word out there as well. Always happy to help you here at the radio station. But also sounds like the word's getting out on social media. You say you're not the expert, but good to see it's out there anyway.
I am not sitting here telling you that I'm a social media expert. But right after the Petersons event over Thanksgiving, we had like 200 followers on Facebook, and we grew to about 2,500 in about 60 days. And we've had over 3.4 million views to our page. And I can't explain why that happens. I can't explain how the algorithm works that we're put into other people's feeds. But there are people absolutely paying attention to here on South Dakota via Facebook and paying attention to MXSFX.
It sounds like you're getting an idea of the amount of competitors that will come in because you've actually had some practice sessions in there going back to the holidays. And it sounds like the numbers of people that are coming just to practice before any actual competition has been right up there as well.
Well, the weekend after Christmas, we had 115 bikes. And then New Year's Day, we had 120-some, and we've had about 200, 300 people just hanging around when we're doing this.
And I assume these are people you know, people you've competed against, people you have worked with here for this. You've had a good draw, and again, as I said before, a good draw just for practice sessions.
Well, as far as the people that have come to our practices, bike numbers, those are all competitors. There's people from around the region. We've got people as far from Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, you know, the Rapid City area traveled all the way over here over Christmas break just to ride dirt bikes.
Tom Glanzer of Huron, he and his family coordinated MX at the Dex dirt bike racing. Really haven't seen anything like this around here very much, but going to be setting things up, and they plan to have one show a month January through April, with the first one coming up next Saturday at the Dex here in Huron. Up next, it's Territorial Rodeo Update, brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Also coming up this morning, we'll have our first Minnesota Twins Hot Stove show of the off season. That'll be coming up here shortly as well. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.